from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, that's where they're, the Haitian migrants are running through the parks, cutting the heads off ducks and eating them?
Yeah, uh-huh, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaving the carcasses there right out in the open. One of the citizens was also talking about in the grocery stores that they're just open containers, eat whatever they want right there and just, you know, throw the rest on the floor and move on. They even had a situation in that area where a Haitian migrant with no license hit a school bus head-on, killing an 11-year-old student and injuring 20 other students. This was about a year ago.
There's no words, but I'm here to tell you, this is nothing compared to what is coming. If you look at this ACLU questionnaire that she filled out, she makes Joe Biden look like a right winger.
That's a scary thought.
Let's just start with the low level stuff, shall we? Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for illegal immigrants. You pay for it. She thinks they deserve to have it. Sweeping reductions to ICE, to Immigration and Customs Enforcement Operations, slashing their funds off the top by at least 50%. Drastic cuts in ICE funding is what CNN calls it. An open-ended pledge to, listen to this, try to process this, end all illegal immigrant detention. All of it.
So if you're a terrorist, come on in, as long as you're coming in illegally.
Come on in. No. Come on in. She also wants to end all detention of illegals at the border. So we're talking a true, absolute open border for anyone who wants to cross it.
We're talking about an absence of a border.
Yeah, there would be no border. There would be no point even marking it on the map. I mean, what is a border even at that point?
Now, you've heard of doctors without borders. This would be a country without a border.
Without a border. When you end detainers, when you end detainment of illegal immigrants nationwide, what she's saying, what she pledged to the ACLU in writing in this questionnaire, what she's saying is, I'm going to make America a sanctuary city. So when you hear about the chaos in Manhattan, for instance, where, you know, 3/4 of those arrested now in Midtown Manhattan are illegal immigrants, by dictates of Her Highness, that would come to South Carolina. There is no escape. There is nowhere to hide. No detainers. So all these stories that you hear from these sanctuary cities, he raped a child, they let him go. He's a rapist who's wanted from Guatemala, they let him go. He committed a rape in California. Remember that recently happened in Florida? They let him go. He's wanted, they let him go. He murdered 23 in Peru. We just heard that from Ellicott, New York, a gang leader who ran here. They let him go when they have him in custody, because Her Highness will not allow ICE to detain them. The federal authorities are the ones with the authority. They're the ones who, when the local authorities are done picking up, say, a rapist from California on a traffic violation, this actually happened in Florida a couple of months ago, the feds have to pick the illegal up or he goes free. And so if you only have driving charges, for instance, you know, reckless driving or something like that in Florida, well, the rape charge is in, say, Peru or it's in California, you can't hold him on it. In that case, California was saying, no, we're sanctuary. We're not going to extradite. Screw his victim because they're liberal. They don't care about women. They don't care about girls. They don't care about rape. It's just another day with them. Rape is just something that you should put up with in this country. That is the message from the left. I mean, I don't know how else you take this. They have to let him go. They will be turned loose again and again and again to rape and pillage, to kill. Everything you're seeing in New York where you're like, oh, thank God that's not here, that will be here. Nowhere to hide. At that point, Lee, states are going to have to begin to secede from the union. There's no other way out. You cannot allow your children to live in that. Let me give you an idea of what we're talking about. This came out overnight from Bill Malusion on Fox News. ICE Baltimore, so that's Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Baltimore, announced they have had their highest year ever for illegal immigrant rapists and sex offenders. 143 illegal immigrant rapists and sex offenders caught by ICE Baltimore in 1 year.
That's just Baltimore.
That's just
their area.
Baltimore. That will be Greenville. That will be Greer. That will be Simpsonville. She will bring that. And this is not twisting her words, being confused. This is CNN this morning. This is CNN this morning. So when she says she's still true to her core beliefs, this is what she means. This is who she means. And I'm just getting started. All drug possession decriminalized, if you say it's for personal use. That would include fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and meth. Absolute free for all. Think about this. No detainment at the border. Decriminalization of drug use. They just go drive trucks full of fentanyl in here. She's fine with it. This is who she is. Joe Biden is not this bad. Joe Biden's a right winger compared to this. And we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
There will be nowhere safe to hide. You know, last night after the Baltimore thing came out, 153 sex offenders in Baltimore, including some who have committed sex crimes in other countries and come here. Others have committed sex crimes, you know, done time for it, been deported and come back. And I was, my daughter and I were taking a walk last night, and I said to her, I told her about this. I said, listen, your mom's America, my America, is not your America. As a woman in America, you are going to have to look over your shoulder in a way I never had to. And you need to start doing it, you know, because she's learning to drive. You need to start doing it. You have to look over your shoulder, because let me tell you what they're going to start doing. If they're taking oil fields, if they're taking apartment complexes, they're going to take women, Lee. They're going to pick up women and they're going to sell them in the worst way possible. Too much money to be made. There's too much money to be made. And if you did it in mass in a way the cops couldn't keep up, they did. Go look up Juarez. See right. What it's like when you go to the bus stop alone as a woman. You don't come home. And your mom and your sisters wonder where you are, but they can't even go out and search the streets for you because they will disappear too. That is coming to America. And I told my daughter, she's a beautiful girl. I told my daughter, you have to look over your shoulder like women in this country haven't looked over their shoulder in centuries. Since the Wild West. That's what they're bringing here. You know, I got a text not too long ago going, yeah, you know, all my friends in my Simpsonville neighborhood, they just think, you know, that's over there. It's like in California. That's in New York. It's coming here if she wins.
It is here. We just haven't seen the effects of it yet, Tara. This stuff is here.
the people who perpetrate these things are already here.
Women will move. I mean, men will move to this country to kidnap women and take them back. They will just pick them up like they do. Like you were saying, the Haitians are doing at the grocery store. You just pick up food and you eat it right there and throw it on the floor. That's what will happen. And I know they will. You know, I did a story on this when I was in Charlotte way back. They wouldn't dare do it to American women, Lee, but they were doing it to illegal immigrant girls. We had an illegal immigrant girl who was a student getting on a bus, get to go to Charlotte Mecklenburg schools, kidnapped right from the bus stop. They took her. They picked her up and took her. Never saw her again. That's what they will do. And she will be too busy working on mandatory gun buybacks. You either show up or they come to your house to get the gun to help these women. This is a level of evil that we have not seen. This woman is evil. What she does is evil. Her heartlessness is evil. And women need to wake the heck up and understand this war is on you. This is a war on you. They want to take us back. Go read about the Victorian era. Go pick it up. Go get an author who wrote in the Victorian era. Women didn't have careers. You want to know why? Wasn't a patriarchy. We didn't have police officers. You couldn't walk from your home to wherever you wanted to work. If you are not bodily safe, ladies, there's no career. There's no independent woman. There's no feminism. You stay home behind closed doors like it is 1400, 1500. Do you understand me? Tell your girlfriends. It ends. There's no feminism if you can't leave your house without fear. And that is the world they are creating for women. Women's votes should be overwhelmingly against these people. We should outvote the men for Donald Trump because we have the most to lose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, hey, Tara. Just woke up and caught the last few words you said about women losing everything. What the hell is going on? This... unbelievable piece of journalism from CNN. There are no words for this. CNN, y'all. Okay, so here's what's happened. The ACLU, you know, they have candidates fill out questionnaires, right? So it's 2020. Kamala Harris is running for president. She's asked a whole bunch of questions. Among her answers, She supports taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal immigrants and federal prisoners. As Elon Musk wrote last night about this on his feed, America will pay for healthcare for the world. She supports free healthcare paid for by you for illegal immigrants. By the way, and I found this because I remembered it. This is from the debate back in 2020. Everyone who supports the government paying for the healthcare for illegals, raise your hand.
This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
So her hand goes up, but that's only the beginning of this. This is a candidate survey. It's still on the ACLU site. She expressed support for decriminalizing federal drug possession for personal use. So we're not talking about pot. We're talking about all of it, like fentanyl. Drastic cuts to ICE funding. So that's Immigration Customs Enforcement. In other words, you do drastic cuts to ICE funding, there's no way to remove the illegals from the country. You can't remove them. And this is the most terrifying one of all. And an open-ended pledge to end completely immigration detention. Completely? Now, there's nothing on here. Hey, like, what if it's one of the terrorists, like the 99 you guys released that you caught at the border? I hope Trump brings that up tonight at the debate. If he doesn't bring that up tonight at the debate, he will have failed. I've been waiting for him to talk about it for weeks. I hope he's saving it. Again, Biden-Harris caught 99 terrorists at the border. They released every last one of them into America. They could have repelled them. They could have held them. They released them. And look, that makes sense now that we're looking at this questionnaire where we have been going for weeks. How can you catch people on the international and national terror watch list at our border? People who have turned themselves in and you let them go? This is how. It makes sense now. She wrote that she supports an open-ended pledge to end immigration detention. That would include terrorists. And again, this is not theoretical. Biden-Harris administration has already done it. We caught them at this almost 2 months ago. The questionnaire has received scant media attention, CNN writes, and a spokesman for the ACLU says it has remained live since 2019. Harris has acknowledged some of her stances have evolved. Well, nope, she hasn't. Nope, that's incorrect. Harris has acknowledged no such thing. Her campaign called up reporters, refused to use their own names, and claimed that. Harris has done no such thing. In fact, Harris, well, this is her on that.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed.
And she goes on about that. But my values have not changed. Now, clearly, they haven't. Do you know what this does? This makes America a sanctuary country. It makes America a sanctuary country. Everything, every horror you are seeing in every other city comes here. No escape by living in a red state. This is what she'll do. Listen to this. When asked about criminal justice reform on the questionnaire, she wrote she would end immigration detention facilities along with private prisons. No immigration detention? Nope. Where will we put the terrorists? I know you'll send the rest of them to our communities too, right? She wrote, our immigration detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. No hold. You know what that means? They walk right over the border. Think about this for a minute. No detention. Right over the border. No background check. No DNA check, no fingerprints, see if they're on the terror watch list or in the International Terror Watch database. Nothing. No one stops them. They just walk in. It is an unfathomable level of insecurity and insecurity. She brags in the questionnaire, I was one of the first senators after Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding in ICE. And she promises to continue to decrease their funding until immigration detention is at an end. We don't pick them up. Folks, at that point, there is no difference between you as an American citizen, free to go as you would like in this country, and an Afghan terrorist who has just walked over that border. No difference. So people were asking me, what are you talking about women before? Folks, under this, if they are already taking apartment complexes, okay, throughout Colorado, as we've learned from the FBI, not just in Aurora, if the FBI is sending warnings to the oil companies, the Permian Basins, that the cartels and the gangs have begun to try to conquer those areas, they're stealing equipment. They run people off the road. They take the equipment. They take the copper wire. They take all of it. They threaten to kill people. They will take women. They will, such a valuable resource. They will come, they will take us off the street and they will sell us. They will come here to do that. They will come here to get us and take us back to Mexico, whatever country they're from. That will happen. We are too valuable a resource. Just get yourself a girl off the corner. Just pick one up. Oh, but that doesn't, yes, it does. Google Juarez. Google Juarez. In Juarez, you live as a woman like we are back in the 1200s, the 1400s. You could not leave your cave or your mud hut without a man because they would take you. That's how the world has been. We have lived in darkness until now. Folks, mid-sized cities did not have police departments until the early 1900s. Big cities did. Not. Do you understand what that means? This women were not kept down by the patriarchy. They were kept down by crime. If you read Victorian novels, it's one of the reasons I love doing it. You see that. Oh, okay. Women were a burden on men. Why? Because if a woman wanted to go shopping for a new hat, he had to go with her. You can't have a career if you can't leave your house because you were being hunted by a cartel that wants to sell your body. Do you understand?
Abortion. It's abortion. Oh, no.
You can get an abortion, honey. It's a state issue now. Half the states go drive. I don't care what you do. But I need my daughter to be able to leave my house to work, to be safe. This is the end of that. This is the death of that. Ladies, they will put us back. They will put us back in the Stone Age. Well, I wanted to go out shopping, but I can't go without a man. Because you're not going to have a gun. You're not going to have that. Quick question. So we've all been pulled over by the police, right? We've all had someone hit us with their car. We've been pulled over. If the police officer tells you, roll down the window. Let me ask you this question. If you're pulled over, do you expect to have to roll down the window to talk to the police officer? What does the officer do? If you don't roll it down, he'll knock on your window. He wants to talk to you. Standard part of a stop. What? Just me and you, like regular people. What would you expect would happen to you if you told the officer no? Do you think he'd be like, okay, yeah, just do as you please. See you later. What would you think would happen? What would your expectation be? I don't care if you're white or you're black. I don't care if you're a CEO or you work in a checkout line at Harris Teeter part-time. What would happen to you? I've warned my kids, especially my daughter, who's learning to drive, what will happen to you? It's one of the earliest conversations that we had. When the officer says to you to do this, you do it. Unless you want to end up on TV. Or worse. But maybe it shouldn't be that way. Maybe you should get to dictate to the officer. I'm just asking you. Maybe you should get to dictate to the officer how the stop goes. Sorry, officer. Look, I got a meeting at work right now. No, I'm not rolling down the window. No, I'm not. Just hurry up. Well, no, we're not done. We have questions. No, hurry up. Write the ticket. How would that go for you? Not well. Come on, we know. We know that. And we could change that, I suppose, as a society. Democrats are trying to right now in their cities. How's that going? Well, they've lost half their police forces. They're from depolicing. Officers aren't allowed to pull people over. They have street races. As Lee said earlier, Haitian illegal immigrants crash head-on into school buses and kill 11-year-olds. Crime spins so hard out of control that you have double-digit homicide increases. We can live like that. We could decide that you could tell the officer what to do. But right now, in our societies, it is not that way in our cities. Should it be that way if you have a very important meeting to go to? Very, very, very important. Should you be able to tell the officer, sir, no, I'm not rolling my window down. No, just give me, no, I don't care what you want. Give me the ticket and I'm going. No, I'm not listening to you. What if your very important meeting is an NFL game? Do you have special privilege then? Or no? Or anybody should be able to talk to a cop this way. We have the Tyreek Hill body cam video. I'm going to play some of it for you. This is a condensed version of him refusing to roll down the window, refusing to do what the officer asked. If you watch the longer version, you will hear the officer ask, actually there's more than one, very, very, very nicely. And multiple times.
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock.
That way I can lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang.
Hey. Keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down. I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Hold on.
Get out of the car.
Give me help. I'm gonna break that window.
Get out of the car.
I'm finna get out.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. What part of Dallas you in this town? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, dude.
The newly released, this is New York Post. The newly released footage, Tyreek Hill, shows a chaotic scene unfolding after Miami-Dade police stopped Hill for speeding as the situation quickly escalated. He is cited for reckless driving and a seatbelt violation. Then teammate Calais Campbell shows up. He's arguing with police. He gets put in handcuffs. But you know what I'm afraid of here? Remember when we took apart the George Floyd case and the attorneys released the training slides instructing officers how to subdue a person who was having a drug overdose? And do you remember what the picture was? Knee to the back, executed perfectly by the officer in the George Floyd case, exactly as he had been trained. And you saw what happened to him. Your training is not an excuse. You don't get to make an excuse. This is what they told me to do. This is what they trained me to do. I am following protocol exactly. Not an excuse. No, it's you versus the world. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to this officer. Look, I was a crime reporter for years. I rode in cops' cars for years. If they are dealing with a person and a family member or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a child or whoever comes up and starts to yell at them, starts to debate them, or even talk politely to them about, hey, this is my friend, you shouldn't be doing, what is going to happen to you? I can tell you because I watched it. You're going in cuffs. They'll give you a warning. Hey, listen, you need to back off. We're dealing with this individual. That is standard procedure. And now as a country, we are pretending to be shocked that it's standard procedure. Hey, don't knock on my window like that, Hill can be heard saying. This is Tyreek Hill, the NFL player, to the officer, who in turn asked Hill why he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The first officer attempted to explain why he was trying to get Hill's attention with the knock, and Hill, who had appeared to have already given the cop his license, responded by asking the officer to give him a ticket so he could leave and then rolled the window back up. Should you be able to do that? Should you be able to do that if you're a very special person, like an NFL player, but not the rest of us? Because see, that's how this looks to me. He thought he was special. He thought he was better than. Better than you, better than me. Better than all of us. The rules should not apply to him. That's what this looks like to me. And that's the position the Miami Dolphins are taking. If he's on his way, he ought to be able to dictate to the officer how it's going to go because he's got an important game.
The Miami Dolphins organization saying, quote, while we commend the Miami-Dade Police Department for taking the right and necessary action to quickly release this footage, we also urge them to take equally swift and strong action against the officers who engaged in such despicable behavior.
He was asked to sit. He had an opportunity to sit. He refused to sit. They're gonna take you down. That is their training. Because you are a big, bad, very important NFL player does not mean you get an out on that. Now, we can change that as a society. We can do that. But we haven't. But we haven't. We know what changing that looks like. It looks like every Democrat city that has depoliced. So let me get this straight. The Miami Dolphins want the police officer punished? Oh, God, leave him alone. Like, this is probably a guy with a family. You want him punished? Why? For what? Look, Tyreek Hill took the position. He wasn't going to listen. Wasn't going to roll down his window. Wasn't going to do what he was told. And just give me the ticket. I'm going to the game. Barks orders at these officers. I can't believe it's the Miami Dolphins position, the officer. They said, good job releasing the body cam. Of course, we should always release the body cams, public information. The officer? They should go after the officer. For what? For what? When he was talked to like this?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that way you can lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just give me my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm going to be late, gang.
Hey. Keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down. I'm going to get
don't
you.
Don't tell
car.
Me what to do. Okay. Again, for the little people, the normal people like us, how would it go if you said to the officer during a stop, after refusing his commands, don't tell me what to do? I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. How would it go for you? Should it go differently if you're an NFL player and you can bark commands at the officer? Apparently, according to the Miami Dolphins, it should. You should be able to bark commands at the officer.
It's been hard for me not to find myself upset.
I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. Oh, this is the coach.
It's been hard for me not to find myself more upset the more I think about it. The thing that f***s me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like.
Look, coach, you want to find out what it feels like? You say the words he said next time you get pulled over. Don't tell me what to do. And you will find out, my friend. You will find out, just like the rest of us in America. I am so tired of entitled brats in this country. I don't care who you are. You don't get to talk to the officer like that. Texture writes, my windows are tinted. The last time I was stopped, I rolled all of them down with my hands at 10 and 2 and was respectful. I'm 54, by the way, and I tell my 18-year-old daughter who is learning to drive to do the same if the situation arises. Yes, that is what is expected of the little people by society. But the Miami Dolphins thinks it should go different for them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.